Today, as we celebrate this glorious solemnity of the Ascension of our Blessed Lord, a couple of things we need to consider. First of all, this is the completion and fulfillment of the Paschal mystery. We usually think about that as the passion, the death, and the resurrection of our Blessed Lord, which indeed it is. But if our Lord had resurrected but not ascended, that would mean that we could rise from the dead and then we'd be stuck here on earth for however long. It means that we wouldn't be able to go to heaven. So the fulfillment of everything is what we're celebrating today, that he has redeemed us, that he has destroyed death, that he has restored us to life, and that he has opened the way to heaven so that we are able to be with God for eternity. And that's the other thing to consider, just the utter amazement that we should have at what it is that we're celebrating. Not so much that our Lord went to heaven, because of course he is God. We expect that he's going to go to heaven. But he took our humanity with him to heaven. That's the extraordinary part of this. Now again, maybe we've heard all about the idea of going to heaven. We know that our Blessed Lady is already in heaven. We know that that's our desire, is to be able to go to heaven. And maybe we don't really think quite as much about what's going on today. Jesus united our humanity with his divinity. So our humanity, which is infinitely lower than his divinity, he has united to himself. Something which is so far beyond our wildest imagination to even begin to comprehend. And that's itself pretty astounding. Now he has taken our humanity, united with his divinity, and he is seated on the throne of Almighty God. In other words, this is something that by nature is absolutely impossible. Because that means that our humanity is in the highest place in heaven. Our humanity, which is entirely finite, has been elevated to a level that is infinite. It's not possible. But neither is it possible for God to become man. Neither is it possible for God, who is life itself, to die. And yet, he made it possible. So he keeps doing these things that are beyond what we can even consider. Your humanity, not yours and mine individually, but our humanity, has been elevated above even the angels. Infinitely above the angels. Our Lady, in her humanity, because she is merely human, just like us, she is higher than the angels. But Jesus is God, and therefore he is infinitely higher than the angels. And yet he has taken our lowly humanity, infinitely lower than himself, united it with himself and brought it into heaven and placed it in the literal highest spot that it can possibly be, and that is united with God on his throne. This makes no sense. And yet that is what he has done. And so there are two ways then that we now need to look at this. We heard in the gospel that Jesus upbraided his apostles because they refused to believe the people who spoke to them after he had risen from the dead. In other words, as we know, he didn't appear to the apostles until later on in the day. But he had appeared to Mary Magdalene, and the apostles blew that off. They didn't listen. Now, if they're going to be upbraided for not believing something that seems so impossible, After all, people aren't just rising from the dead every day. And yet here somebody was speaking to them and saying, but I saw him. He spoke to me along the way. I'm telling you what happened, and they refused to believe. Now we have the witness of the Gospels, the witness of the apostles, who are telling us about the ascension of our Lord into heaven. And we kind of chuckle a little bit when the angel says, why are you standing here looking up into heaven? Well, we make movies about people who fly, but none of us have ever seen anybody. We know that that's just a bunch of nonsense. Superman is fake. I mean, he's fiction. It's kind of cool to think that he can fly around and do all these things, but we all know that it's not reality. This is. The apostles stood there and watched as Jesus was taken up into heaven. And we must recognize that it wasn't just that he was taken up, because that's what happened with Our Lady. She was assumed into heaven. He went to heaven by his own power, because he is God. And they watched as he went up to heaven. How astounding would that have been? And so when the angel says, so why are you standing here looking up in heaven? It's like, because we just saw somebody go up there. It's like he did this by himself. He flew up there. We've never seen anything like this before. And other than in movies and comic books, we've never seen it either. And so how astounding this would be. And how astounding indeed it is. But the fact that they watched him rise is nothing compared to what he did next, which is what I've already talked about. He's taken our humanity into heaven and placed it on the very throne of God. This is astounding. The angels could come and appear to us today and say, why are you thinking about the fact that your humanity is united with the divinity and is in heaven, seated on the throne of God, which is infinitely higher than something finite can do, and yet God has done it? Why are you thinking about that? Because it's astounding. Because this is the reality for who we are. So it comes back again, as always, to this point that in our humanity, we doubt, we struggle, we don't believe. And we're going to be upbraided for that. Not just the belief in the death and resurrection and ascension of our Lord, but in our own dignity. The devil has been so efficient and so successful in trying to convince us that we are garbage, that we do not have value, that God doesn't really love us, and all the other garbage that he keeps telling us. And we've believed it. We refuse to believe God. We refuse to believe his apostles. We refuse to believe the word of God. But doggone it, we keep listening to that blasted, vile creature and all of his lies, and we keep saying, yep, I'll listen to him. But I won't listen to the one who has taken my humanity into heaven. I won't listen to the one who has proven his love for me. I'll listen to the one who's proven that he hates me. How dense can we be? Don't answer that question. But this is what the Lord is asking us to ponder. Look at how much he loves you. Look at how much value you have in the eyes of God. Not just that he took your humanity to himself and so that he could die, but he took his humanity with him into heaven so that you could live, so that you can go to heaven and that you can be united with God. These things we can ponder literally from now until the day we die. And in fact, we're going to ponder them for the rest of eternity if we can get to heaven. And we will never, ever come to the end. That's what God has for you. That's what we're looking at and celebrating today. We should be amazed, just like the apostles as they were staring up into heaven. Because actually, St. Paul tells us that that's exactly what we're supposed to do. He said, why are we focused on the things of earth? We're already seated at God's right hand in Christ. We're baptized into him. He's taken our humanity up to the throne of God. That's where St. Paul tells us that we should be focused. That's what we should be pondering. So it's one thing, again, for the apostles to be amazed as they're watching Jesus go up into heaven. It is a whole different reality for us to be absolutely amazed as we ponder the reality of what heaven is, of our humanity being brought into heaven and being elevated to the very throne of God. That is how much God values you. That's how much he loves you. That's how much he thinks of you. He's not looking at you going, what a bunch of trash. I don't want you in heaven with me. No, he's saying, I want you to be up here with me. This is how important you are to me. This is what I think of you. And guess what we do? We let it go in one ear and out the other. All I have to do is look at your faces right now as you're going, Now, you might be saying, I wish this guy would just shut up and move on because I've got things to do, but a lot of it is, I don't want to listen to this. Listen. This is the truth. This is what God has revealed. And while we will never, ever fully understand it, because we cannot, we need to ponder these things. And we need to accept the truth. What are we going to do when we stand before the Lord on the day of judgment? If he upbraided his apostles for refusing to listen, what's he going to say to us who have refused to listen? Who have refused to accept his truth? Because it's difficult. Because it's inconvenient. Because we would have to change the way we live, because we would actually have to change the way we believe about our own self. And we would have to make it the way that God thinks of us. Imagine that. We would be set free. That's what God wants for you. Total freedom. The freedom of the children of God. Set your eyes on the things of heaven, not on the things of earth, St. Paul said. Because we're already there. Baptized into Jesus, we are already spiritually seated at the right hand of God. Again, people will sometimes say things like, if I can just get the lowest place in heaven. St. Paul said, you are already seated at God's right hand, not the lowest spot in heaven. If you get the lowest spot in heaven, praise God, but that's not what God wants for you. God's not saying, I just want you to get the lowest spot possible. He's saying, I want the highest spot possible for you. You are already seated at God's right hand. This is the fulfillment of the passion, the death, and the resurrection, the fulfillment of the Paschal mystery. And while indeed it is taking place in the very person of our Lord Jesus, we're baptized into him, which means it's taking place in us. This isn't just an event of 2,000 years ago that happened for our blessed Lord. It is what's happening for us right now, still, and will be for all eternity. For those who go to heaven. Brother Donkey is going to rise from the dead, is going to be reunited with our souls, and assuming that we get to heaven, is going to be brought to heaven to share in the glory of God. So what we already see happening and what we're rejoicing in today is something that we will all be able to rejoice in our fullness if we live our lives according to the truth, if we listen to those who have presented the truth to us, so that we can be in heaven in the fullness of our humanity, glorifying God who has brought our humanity into the fullness of life.